This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 7:21, Total Information AM Sunday. Well, the Olympics are coming. We're having our own Olympics here in this country, the presidential Olympics between Trump and Biden. Gentlemen, Hancock and Kelly, good morning.
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 All right, Michael. I can't unsee what I saw the other night, and I'm kind of just in my mind projecting President Biden would be the president until 2029, and I can't get my head around that. Is he going to be able to recover from what happened on Thursday night?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I'm still trying to catch up on my sleep, Scott. You're exactly right. That was just such a horrible evening and not unpredictable, right? We've been talking for a long time about how this president's faculties have been diminishing in front of us. Look, at the end of the day, this election is about a binary choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And the Biden campaign has said that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. If that's truly the message that the Democratic Party has about this upcoming election, I don't know how anyone who witnessed what we could saw on Thursday thinks that this is a responsible way of protecting democracy. It's a sad time, man, but not unpredictable. And I expect that we will likely see some change. I don't think the president can recover from Thursday.
All right, John, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think he can recover from Thursday either, but at least everything I'm seeing and reading and hearing looks like, at least at this stage, that the Democrats are rallying around Joe Biden. And if that's where they end up on this thing, I don't see how they win the White House. And you know, there's a belief among some in the Democratic Party that this was a bad night for Joe Biden, that other presidents have had bad nights in their first debate in the reelection campaign. I've heard all of those arguments. That's not what this was. This was a graphic demonstration that the poor old guy is just not up to being the president of the most powerful country in the world. And if they don't make a change, I think they're going to lose.
Michael, if they do make a change, who do they go to, and how would this work? Because Biden would have to give up his delegates, right?
Yeah, in terms of the particulars of how it would work at the convention, there's processes and ways for it to happen. Who it possibly could be is part of the quagmire we find ourselves in, Scott. The vice president is as unpopular as Joe Biden is. But polling shows us that there's numerous Democrats across the country that could beat Donald Trump. I think of Gavin Newsom, even our own Governor J.B. Pritzker could be one of those folks. I have less probability that we will see some type of a political fight at the convention, and more likely some type of an anointment if and when the president chooses to step down, that he selects that person and addresses a lot of the political concerns that would exist for Democrats, particularly the fact that they would potentially be replacing a female and an African-American from the office of vice president.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has ruled on January 6th, narrowing the scope of obstruction of justice. I've read various things about this, and some say it favors Trump. Some say it does not. John, do you have any idea the result of this Supreme Court decision and what it might mean for the former president?
Sure. What they did was they more narrowly defined what obstructing an official act of government was. And some folks believe that some of the January 6th convictions will be overturned or downgraded to trespass instead of the obstruction charge. But I've seen legal experts argue as well that while it's a narrowing of the obstruction of an official act clause, that even their narrowed version still applies to these folks that were in the Capitol on January 6th. They're trying to make a distinction between physically being in the Capitol versus physically trying to break into the chambers, just to kind of put it as simplistically as I can. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I don't think it's a clear-cut win one way or the other.
Is there anything, aside from Biden's health and that kind of thing that we've seen, that can derail Trump's support? I'm talking about all the legal issues he's facing. Is there anything you see that could derail his staunch support from the right?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I think we've seen pretty much all there is to be seen here. And Donald Trump's support is where it is, and he's ahead in most, if not all, of the battleground states right now. I expect that lead to grow as a result of the debate. We'll know better, and you know, by the mid to late of this coming week. I don't know that there's any kind of event that could take place that would fundamentally alter that dynamic.
Michael, anything you want to add about what you've witnessed this past week?
It's not good, I worry that Donald Trump, a man who most Americans don't believe is fit for office, winds up picking up some support as a result of Thursday that he's from people who just can see no way that they would typically support him. I think this is a little bit of a nervous time inside the Democratic Party. Having said that, though, Scott, the Democrats have been cleaning up their mess. We've had some Democrats across the country, progressive Democrats, who oppose Joe Biden's agenda, and they've been defeated in primaries. And if they wind up fixing this situation that we have with Joe Biden, they will have shown that they're a party that's not going to be ruled by extremist thought processes. And long term, I think that's good, considering the Republican Party is entrenched in this cult.
Well, you make a good point, though. We're talking about donors from the Democratic Party, but there are also Democratic political candidates who are going to be on the ballot this November, and they're tied to the president. They're tied to whoever the presidential candidate is, and if they feel like that person is weak, that weakens their campaign.
Yeah, potentially. You know, the presidential race won't affect places like right here in St. Louis, where Cori Bush and Wesley Bell will be duking it out, or in other suburban places around the country. But there's no doubt about it, in some of these swing districts, you know, if Joe Biden has a little bit of a lag on the ticket, that ultimately hurts folks down ballot. Having said that, Scott, we're talking about such a small percentage of people who have not made a choice in this election. One might even question if they have a pulse.
All right. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thanks for your thoughts as always.
See you, brother. You betcha.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday. Can you believe we are halfway through the year? It's June 30th. Good morning. We'll have the news coming up. Stay tuned. Also, This Week on Wall Street.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.